We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordana and Paul out at Finnegan's Bar and Pub, 817 5th Avenue South in Minneapolis. Come on down. We are giving away tons of stuff.
You know what I did this morning on my way into my weather company?
Okay, you know we're on the air now.
I know we're on the air. No, no.
You're not going to say anything inappropriate.
I stopped at a golf course, Glen Lake, off Crosstown, and I hit a basket of balls.
How'd you do?
Actually, I have some new pings, some new clubs, some new sticks, and I did okay.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, my expectations are low, but I was hitting the ball better, and it was just great being outside. The sun was out.
Fantastic.
The birds were chirping. So
fantastic.
It got my head in a good spot.
Right.
To start the day.
You know, golf is one of those games where if you're having a mental block, you're screwed.
Yeah,
you're screwed.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't putt, you can't hit.
Right.
You're totally screwed. Our next guest is going to unscrew anybody who may be blocked. Dr. Rick Aberman is the director of... did I really say that?
That may be the worst introduction I've ever heard for a guest. Wow. The pressure is on this poor guy.
He's going to unscrew us.
Yeah, he's going to unscrew us.
Hold on.
How much time do you have?
Please, he would need hours with us. We're a mess. Jeez. And we're not even drinking that much. Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Rick Aberman is the director of peak performance for the Twins. He is a sports psychologist, and he has worked with MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL players. He works with private clients as well. He lives locally. He's not in New York this weekend, but we wanted to have him on because playing the Yankees is just a mind bleep sometimes for other baseball teams, i.e. the Twins. Rick, I'm sorry about the long introduction, and I'm sorry about the mess I've made with it, but thank you for coming on the show.
No, that may have been one of the best introductions I've ever had.
Hey, Rick, I apologize. You're going to need therapy after that intro, but
I have my resources, certainly.
Yeah. Thank God.
Well, you have an amazing reputation, and just walk our listeners through what's involved. Obviously, all these guys, I mean, the Twins players, if you get to the big show, if you get to the majors, you're doing something right. Physically, you can play the game. Talk about how important it is to be in the right place mentally and what you have to do with these players. And without naming names and getting into specifics, which I know you can't do, how do you set that up?
No. Go ahead. Answer the question, Rick, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How do you help these guys?
No, I think it's a great question. You know, for so many years, I think we have just it's easy to focus on the physical side of the game and work on our technical skills and our strength and take care of our bodies and things like that. But I think, you know, long gone are the days where we've taken the mind training, if you will, and dealing with our inner worlds for granted. And so what we've done with the Twins is we've worked hard to make that part of our training and just overall development of our players. I think the notion that if you can take care of the person and the person has talent, the performance will take care of itself.
Rick, we're going to take 1 minute break. Stay with us because we have to give you $1,000. It's your chance to win our 12K a day national contest. Just text the word dog, D-O-G, to 72881 to win $1,000. The word is dog, D-O-G. Text that word to 72881. If you don't win this time, you can win at 512. Rick, now we're going to go back to Rick Aberman. He is a sports psychologist and the director of peak performance for our Minnesota Twins, who are looking down the nose of a tough series with the Yankees.
Yeah, what is it about the Yankees? There's some bad mojo there.
Rick, tell us how, when you're looking down the nose of a team that is so storied and is so, just kind of messes with your head, what do you tell the guys before they go into this weekend?
Well, first of all, I think our guys have a very good understanding that while we may be playing the Yankees, we play a lot of good teams. Sometimes the team tends to dominate in, you know, over time. But really, I think our focus is on us. It's not on the on the opposition. And if we can focus on us, then we can, in a sense, take out the opponent out of the picture. So when we look at competition, we really want to focus on what we call mastery of skill versus beating the other guy. It's not that we don't want to win or we don't want to beat the other guy. Of course we do, and that's just a given. So instead of focusing on the other person, we're going to go out and focus on our own process and do the things that we believe are necessary, that we've done since day one in terms of our preparation and our coaching, utilizing all the resources of our group that we have to offer our players. And we're going to go do our thing. And the Yankees provide us a great opportunity to help us master our skill.
You know, Dr. Rick, I'm curious, though. Do you go on offense? And again, I know you can't get into specifics, but do you address the entire team? Do you separate people out individually? And how often do players come to you proactively?
Yeah.
And are they scared to, in some sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think what we try and do is we try and normalize the whole thing and demystify the notion, help people understand that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. We have tremendous resources for our athletes, whether it's from massage therapy to dietitians to strength coaches to hitting coaches to you name it, to our analytics people. And I think our group has done a terrific job of making ourselves available. So we have to have a presence. We have to develop relationships with our players so that they'll trust us and know that we have their best interest at heart, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create an environment where people can be at their best. And in order to do that, you have to develop that trust. And that takes time in terms of getting to know people and develop those relationships.
Okay.
We're speaking with Dr. Rick Aberman, who's the director of peak performance for the Twins. And yes, we're talking about the mind game of playing the Yankees. But Rick, what about regular athletes like Paul hitting balls or somebody in a slump, professional or not? Is a slump or something wrong with your game always the result of a different personal problem going on? And if so, how do you work through that?
Well, I have never been one to separate the person from the performance. So certainly if there are things going on in our world that are causing us stress and challenges, it's going to impact what we do. It's going to impact our mood. It's going to impact how we go about our jobs, whatever our job is. And, you know, without oversimplifying it, but, you know, when people are happier, they're going to do better. And so we want to make sure that we give people the freedom and, in a sense, have the emotional safety to begin to deal with their inner worlds in a way that they're comfortable so that they can go out and be at their best.
Dr. Rick, first of all, you may have the best title I've ever heard in my life, Director of Peak Performance. That is so cool. I'm just curious, though, I mean, trying to get that virtuous cycle. Because success breeds confidence, and if you're confident, there's a better chance you're going to keep succeeding. So how do you get into that virtuous cycle and break out of the doldrums? You know, many times, you know, it's easy for these players to have, what's the word I'm looking for? Superstitions, right? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to wear that. I'm going to do this. How do you get these guys into good habits that increase the odds of success and confidence?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. And typically, when people have success, they feel confident, which is a natural thing. So it's great when we're having success. The flip side of that is, and where we get into trouble, is when we start defining our sense of self based on our results. So if things are going well, I'm hitting the ball, I'm driving the ball well, or whatever it is, hey, I'm confident. But we don't always do that. And particularly in a game like baseball, which there's a lot of failure in baseball. We strike out often. We make out.
Right.
We're going to make errors and mistakes. And so what we want to do is we want to help protect ourselves so that we don't define our confidence based on the result, but we define our confidence based on, one, our preparation, and two, who we are as a person. And when we define who we are as a person based on our result, boy, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Rick, we always think of elite athletes as this other breed of humans. But what I'm hearing you say is a lot of the psychology that you would use on me or Paul, which we need a lot, by the way. Mm-hmm. Is some of the same stuff that you use even on elite athletes who are under extreme amounts of pressure when they go out to perform. Is that true or am I missing something?
Well, no, I think that's right. We're dealing with people now, and when it comes to professional athletes or world-class athletes, we're dealing with a special breed, but we're still people. We still have our own thoughts and our emotions, and we still have our lives, and we still have our own developmental stages that we go through and life issues that we have to deal with. The more success we have, whether it's in sports or business, the more noticeable we are, more people pay attention. And then sometimes that becomes problematic because now we start rearranging our lives based on what we believe are the perceptions of others. And that's a slippery slope.
Doctor, I'm just curious, and we're running out of time here, but I want to try to squeeze this in. It seems for me, for a lot of people, the biggest luxury is focus. I mean, we're all doing 12 things, right? We keep these plates spinning in the air, dealing with kids, dealing with parents.
Instagram, Facebook, many followers you have.
And you got your virtual life, you got your real life, and we're trying to keep everybody happy, and we got all these distractions. And I've just found it's really hard to focus. What advice would you have for listeners? I mean, all of us want to be at peak performance, whatever we're doing. And all of us want a better chance to earn more money, be better providers, what have you, live better lives. What can you glean from dealing with these amazing ball players, and what advice trickles down to the rest of us?
Well, I think you're right. Certainly we all want to be at our best. And so one of the things that when it comes to focus that I think is a little bit misunderstood, sometimes when we ask people to focus, they tend to think more or think harder, which usually just brings up even a busier mind. And we actually have learned through our research that we want to go the opposite way. We want to work on quieting our mind so that we don't have a million thoughts. And the thoughts that we do have, we don't get stuck on them, that we let them come and we let them go. They're just thoughts. We don't get stuck and we don't let them define us. So when it comes to focus and preparation for performance, we want to work on quieting that mind and relying on our preparation and relying on the fact that I've played this game for a long time. I'm prepared. I know what I'm doing. It doesn't guarantee the outcome, but at least I'm going to position myself the best I can to increase my chances for success. That's what we can do.
What we can do. Dr. Rick Aberman, Director of Peak Performance at the Twins. We hope you'll come back on the show.
Happy to.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, fantastic. In spite of Jordana's introduction, I pray that you
Didn't
consider coming
you?
Back.
He unscrewed
he's
you.
He's going to take a lot more than that to unscrew me.
But, Rick, great to hear you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Rick.
See, you're really screwed up. You needed Dr. Rick to unscrew you.
I've been standing close to the Doppler now for 40 years.
He needs more than 10 minutes on the air with you, though. He's good, but he's not that good.
That was a good therapy session, though.
I loved what he said at the end because it is universal. It's quieting our mind.
Yeah.
It's not thinking more. It's not getting more in the weeds. It's not figuring everything out. Sometimes it's just taking that breath and shutting it down.
And isn't it weird? Sometimes if you're stuck on a problem, and you think about something else, you do something else, the problem, the solution just falls into place. Click.
That's right.
If you get your brain doing something
else, the
solution just takes care of itself.
That's right.
Oh, boy. All right. Little bit of weather therapy. We got some showers and storms pushing into the metro right now. We have a cyclone in India and one of the weirdest storm reports I've ever seen in my career. That's coming up next on CCO.
So help me God, it better be nice this weekend.
Yeah, I love you too.
You know what? My seasonal affective disorder kicked in early this week. The rain, the dankness. So if it's not nice, I'm just going to turn off your mic right now.
Do you have a carry permit? Just asking. I'm just asking for a friend.
Shockingly, they won't issue me one. Yeah, I wonder why.
Can't understand why. Wow. God help us.
I'm angry.
No, tomorrow, look, we're batting 500. Tomorrow's going to be a decent day.
I'll take
tomorrow's
it.
Tomorrow's going to be a nice day.
It's a beautiful night here at Finnegan's.
It is. It's a beautiful evening, and it's going to be nice for the next couple of hours. Stop down. You want to win those Garth Brooks tickets? You have to be here in person,
right? You got to be in
right?
it to win it, babies. You got to right. be here with us.
Garth Brooks, and we'll make that an announcement in the 5 o'clock hour. Band of showers and storms now, St. Cloud, Wilmer, and Olivia. Nothing severe, but many of us will see some heavy rain later on tonight in the metro. I think after about 7 or 8 in the metro. So you got a few beautiful hours left. It's in the low 60s, 63 this hour in the Twin Cities with some sunshine. Feels like spring out there. Couple of things that made me do a double take. We have Cyclone Fani. I don't know, Fani or Fanny.
Really, Fani?
Fani?
Let's call her Fanny because that's a name I know. Fani sounds foreign.
Fanny, but Fanny's just kind of nasty.
Did she kill anybody?
Yes.
Then
sadly,
maybe Fani.
I think so. Fani?
Yeah, Fani.
Wind speeds up to 127 miles an hour. Fani is one of the fiercest storms to hit India in 2 decades.
Wow.
Tens of millions of people threatened. 1.2 million people had to be evacuated from India's eastern coastline. And, again, this is along the Bay of Bengal. It's expected to hit 15 districts in Orissa. That's one of India's poorest states before weakening this weekend. So thoughts and prayers with folks over in India. We're heading into hurricane season.
I shouldn't complain then about like the cloudiness
no,
that
you
we've
shouldn't.
Had because
no,
we don't get cyclones.
We don't get hurricanes.
Right.
We don't get earthquakes. We don't get volcanoes.
I'll stop whining.
We get a few cold fronts.
A few.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, we get yeah mm-hmm. a surplus. And you've heard of storm reports when there's hail or high water. Or tornadoes.
Hail or high water.
Hail like or that. High water. Yeah. This is one of the weirdest storm reports I've ever seen issued out of a National Weather Service office. This was out of the Weather Service in Phoenix, and it was Tuesday of this week. Jordana, as God is my witness, you can see this here. This is not fake news. Strong gust of wind blew beehive off a tree onto a woman's head in Tempe, Arizona.
You sure that wasn't just her hairdo? Because, you know, we used to have hairdos called the beehive.
The beehive hairdo. No, yeah. This was an actual beehive that blew off a tree
that
and landed
horrible.
On a woman's head.
Come on.
In Arizona.
Come on.
Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So this is she the new woman. Queen now?
She's the new queen. Well, I don't know about
sorry,
that.
Sorry, she probably got stung. Did the yeah, poor woman get stung?
It said it resulted in numerous stings. We don't know how this poor woman is doing. And the winds were gusting up to 45 miles an hour. So, again, it's one of these things that
that's
just
crazy.
Makes you do a double take. And, again, just watch those beehives,
you're having
everyone.
A bad day if yeah. a beehive gets blown
lands
onto
on
your
head.
Oh, God. Again, I'm sure she got
yeah,
stung, and I'm laughing a little poor bit. But her hair looked great.
Her hair looked good.
And she's the queen now.
Is honey a good
sorry.
Conditioner? I don't know.
It is her.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Oh, I'm a horrible human.
Yes,
I
you
apologize
are.
Apologize for that. Not really. Okay, when we get back, man fell into a volcano and survived.
What
happened? He's having a bad day, too, but it got better when he survived. That's up next in Beyond the Headlines.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, yeah, you're having a bad day if a beehive gets blown from wherever it started and lands on your head.
A tree. It was in a tree, and it landed on this woman's head.
Bad day.
Bad day.
You're also having a bad day if you fall into a volcano.
Yeah, what are you doing up on the lip of a volcano, though?
Your day gets better when you survive, but again, that must have been traumatic. By the way, Jordana and Paul, we are hanging out at Finnegan's Bar
yes,
on 5th Ave South in Minneapolis. Come on down and win tickets to Garth Brooks' show tonight. Let me tell you about this guy in the volcano. He was rescued but seriously injured, but alive, after falling into Hawaii's Kilauea caldera this week. It happened on Wednesday at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. He climbed over a metal railing. First mistake, idiot.
Oh, okay.
Lost his footing and then fell from a 300-foot cliff. Like, you got to think you're a goner if you slip off the edge of a volcano.
You would think so. That's why they have the fence there.
Oh, my gosh. So he'd been trying to get a closer look. No word on if he was taking a selfie or not. But another visitor called the emergency officials 2.5 hours after the fall was reported. A search team found him alive but seriously injured on a narrow ledge about 70 feet down from the cliff edge.
Wow.
He was brought up and airlifted to a hospital. And, you know, he is being treated. He had serious injuries, but he will survive that fall. Wow.
Holy cow.
Back away from the ledge, folks. Just take your pictures from where they tell you to take them.
You might want to take an IQ test, too, while you're at it. All right. All right. Jer, I saw this, and I thought of you. Eating chocolate cake for breakfast.
I like chocolate cake.
Is good for your brain.
Yes.
And good for your waist.
Yes. I love you know, my sugar addiction is strong.
I do. Yes. Dark chocolate slows memory loss and improves cognitive function.
Bring it.
The British Journal of Nutrition published a report.
I read it weekly?
Yes, you do, cover to cover. I wait for the TV miniseries to come out. Daily consumption of chocolate can be especially healthy. A team of researchers at the University of Warwick analyzed data from over 1,100 people, ages 18 to 69. The findings indicate the daily intake of 100 grams of chocolate lowers insulin resistance and improves liver enzymes.
Moreover, that's good because I drink a lot, too, so we can repair those liver
enzymes.
Your liver
is
come join me for a Finnegan's down at Finnegan's right now.
Your liver is in bad shape. These participants were physically more active, looked younger, and were more educated. Scientists at Harvard Medical School have suggested drinking 2 cups of hot chocolate a day.
Bring it.
Could help
Bring
keep
it.
The brain healthy
yes.
and reduce memory decline in older people.
Yes.
So how cool is that?
I like all of
But again,
that.
It seems like it's the dark chocolate, and you can't go wild. You can get fat eating chocolate.
For sure.
Everything in moderation.
For sure. I was just having a little nosh of some dark chocolate almonds, right? Susan, I'm at my desk, dark chocolate covered almonds. A little nosh. I'm going to go nosh on them when we get back from Finnegan's.
That sounds pretty good.
That's right.
All right.
Do you ever eat the meatballs, little meatballs at IKEA? The Swedish meatballs? No? They're famous.
I didn't know there were Swedish meatballs
honey,
at IKEA.
They have a whole cafeteria area, and then you can buy the meatballs, like frozen, and then take them home and make them at home. You never had the meatballs
no
at
kidding.
IKEA?
No assembly you know, required?
You're really not living enough.
Well,
you
guess
need
not.
To get out more.
I need to get out to IKEA.
But get this. IKEA is jumping on the meatless trend. The furniture retailer, known for its Swedish meatballs, except to Paul Douglas, but to everybody else in the world, is looking for a protein plant-based version of the food. It looks and it tastes like meat, but it is from a plant-based alternative protein. Ultimately, IKEA wants to sell the plant-based meatball at all of its restaurants worldwide.
So like the Impossible Burger?
Exactly.
Kind of meat?
Just like it's a vegetarian version or soy-based or Impossible Meatball. Exactly right. And here's the deal. I would love this because I can't eat the Swedish meatballs because they're not kosher. And they believe they're made
but
with pork.
But if it's vegetarian, can you eat
For
it?
For sure I can. Okay. And I guess they got something special with the meatballs because everybody loves them. So as soon as they make the meatless version, I am right at the IKEA cafeteria and I am on board.
Wow.
On board.
All right, cool.
That's a weak swish.
All right,
but
I know I'm working on it.
Working on it.
Come on, it's Friday. Kentucky Derby winner poop is on sale for $200.
That's not true. That's fake news.
No, this is
no
real.
No one is buying.
Sadly,
poop.
In America today,
that's not real.
This is real news. If you're interested in a $200 jar of poop,
who would buy that?
From 1997, Kentucky Derby winner Silver Charm.
Who would buy that?
Well, there are enough whack jobs out there.
Why would they buy poop?
Well, it takes them back.
A lucky charm. Someone said it was a lucky charm.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Maybe it's... Really?
Could be a lucky
duty?
Poop.
Like poop? Duty is a lucky... Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. It's
Look,
horrifying.
Anyway, sales from the Derby Turds will go toward Old Friends Farm in Georgetown, a thoroughbred retirement facility that Silver Charm calls home. By the way, Silver Charm is the one who donated.
You think?
The
he
poops.
Donated? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We are gullible, my
apparently
friends.
Apparently, the supply of resin-coated feces is limited. Anyway, if you're interested, the Lexington Herald Leader has more information.
No, I'm not. We clearly have
Kentucky
too much money and
Derby
not enough
winner poop. This is maybe a sign of the end times when you can buy a jar of poop for $200.
For $200.
I'd do it for 20.
Oh, my. You'd have to pay me because then I'd get annoyed picking up my own dog's poop, and I like that dog.
But, I mean, how cool to have that on the mantle?
No,
above the fireplace?
No.
When people come over, when Aunt Jane comes over, look at that jar. Look what's in that jar. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a little story here.
This is the most insane conversation I've ever had.
About a horsey named Silver Charm.
That's not true.
Back in 1997, Silver Charm won the Kentucky Derby, and this is his poop.
Can I at least tell you the story about a man who shot himself in the penis?
Oh,
because we're getting smarter on this one.
Ouch.
We're not only paying for $200
poop.
That
is not funny, Jor. That is not funny.
A man walking in Lincoln, Alabama, by the way, this week was struck in the genitals by a bullet after he dropped his .22 handgun and it discharged.
Can you
imagine? Well, police went to the medical center around 8:45 with the report of a man with a gunshot wound. Officers talked to the 32-year-old and witnesses. Oh, there were witnesses. Now it just got worse. People saw
it. All the places to get shot.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Received conflicting.
One in the chamber, huh? Did you just say that?
You said that.
One in the chamber?
Received conflicting accounts of what had occurred. Later learned the man was walking. He dropped the gun. By the way, his injuries are not life-threatening. But depending on what happened to his privates, he might consider them life-threatening.
Well, yeah, don't mess with that. That's not funny.
So to add insult to injury and serious injury, he was cited on suspicion of possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person and the discharge of a weapon in the city. Poor guy. I mean, really, he's an idiot, but poor, I feel bad. I feel bad. It was better than your poop story.
Well.
Go ahead. Right. You're up.
Okay. Tomorrow, and again, I thought of you because I know you've done this in the past.
I hope it's not about poop or penises this time.
Tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day. It really is. It really is. May 4th. I don't know why. Naked gardening.
I don't have a garden, but I could get on board with the rest of it. I could just walk around my yard nude. Is that allowed, or do you have to be gardening?
Well,
be
you
nude?
Should be gardening, I think, in the spirit of the fact that it is World Naked Gardening
Day. So people
Day.
Really do this?
People do this worldwide.
I'm looking at a picture of someone's naked buttocks, so
I
guess that happens.
Really sorry I had to see that.
Wow.
This was founded in Seattle.
A lot of free time.
Back in 2005.
Wow.
By a consulting editor at Nude and Natural magazine. I know you read that cover to cover.
Every week. It's on the coffee table, in fact. The kids love it. It's a great conversation piece for Shabbat dinner. It's fantastic.
Right up there next to the jar of Kentucky Derby poop. Okay, World Naked Gardening Day celebrates both nudism and digging in the earth. As the holiday's official website, there is a website. Check this out.
Well, be careful.
Those of you listening.
If you're at work, it might not be safe for work.
Gardening naked is not only a simple joy, it reminds us, even if only for those few sun-kissed minutes, that we can be honest with who we are as humans and as part of this planet.
Wear sunscreen. Please wear sunscreen. Because on World Naked Gardening Day, there could be parts that have not seen the sun ever. And please wear, put it away. In public, Paul. Put those pictures away.
Wear fig leaves, too, maybe.
Help us. Look, we need to be done. It's 4:47. That is a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Let me get you the right copy so I don't screw this up. Wicks and Jewelers, the diamond event at Wicks and is going on today and tomorrow only. It's the best time of year to buy a diamond. Welcome back, Jordana and Paul. We're out at Finnegan's Bar on Fifth Street in Minneapolis. Come on down and win tickets for Garth Brooks, win tickets to a pedal pub, win tickets for the Elliott Park Hotel's penthouse suite, or Tavola Italian Kitchen and Bar. Have a drink with us down at Finnegan's.
Mike Max, we believe, is standing by, and we want to start with the Twins heading to the Yankees.
No. I thought we had rules about not letting both of you out at the same time to a bar on a Friday afternoon.
Well, look.
We're loaded.
I'm the grown-up. I'm watching Jordana.
I am not the grown-up.
I'm keeping an eye on her and making sure, you know, that the police
We're
going to
revisit policy, I think.
Well, yeah, we're going through the intercom handbook.
Yeah, there you go.
What is permissible. Hey, talk a little bit about the whole head games when you're going into Yankee Stadium.
Ooh.
Whatever team. I mean, what are the Twins dealing with, and why is it so rough with the Yankees?
Well, number one, it's because the Yankees are always good. That's number one. Then, like last year, they were hitting so many home runs that you had to go in there. I talked to the coaches and Paul Molitor last year. You had to go in there thinking we're going to have to score 5 or 6 runs to have a chance to win the game. So your mindset's different. Not, they're not as healthy as they were last year. They don't have all their big boppers.
Right.
But that's the way you had to approach it, with those short porches. And they just play pinball with it. Now, the Twins could go in and slug it out with them right now, because they'll just say, line it up. You know, we'll take our guys, swing from the heels. You take your guys, and we'll see what happens. That's number one. Number two is there's an aura about Yankee Stadium. I've covered the Twins there many times. And it's not that you can't be competitive, but if you don't have a nice lead on them, by the time you get to the 7th, the 8th, this goes back to Mariano Rivera and just the aura of the Yankees, you felt like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something's going to happen that's going to tilt this in their direction, and ultimately it does. And that's just, it's hard to explain, but if you're there, you understand it. It's like just this feeling you have, like, well, we're not supposed to win in Yankee Stadium, and the fans expect the Yankees to win. It's really cool. I mean, it's a really cool part of baseball is that, you know, the Yankees are the Yankees, and you got to go in there and knock them off, and it's really fun anytime you get to play in Yankee Stadium.
Well, they certainly have momentum, and Kyle Gibson's on the mound from Minnesota. He took a big step forward in his last start. Is he finally returning to the form that made him their best starter last year?
Well, yeah, I think he was. He had the E. coli. He lost a lot of weight in the off season, so it took him a while just to get strong enough again to pitch. But he knows what he wants to do as a pitcher. Now it's just about executing. He's really been a guy that, if you study him, it's been quite a process, because he's been up, he's been sent to the minors, he comes back. It has not been easy for him to get to where he is. He also understands a lot of those steps have been necessary for him to get to here, because he always had pretty good stuff, but it took him a long time to be able to process that and figure out how to use it. And so he is one of those people, when you look at Kyle Gibson, what I always think of is this is why you don't give up on guys. Because you hang in there, and eventually you get the fruits of the labor. And that's what's happened to him, is he's hung in there long enough to understand who he is as a pitcher and what he is and gets on the mound. So I think that's what's happened to him. It's been fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mikey, are you going to be wearing a big, fancy hat tomorrow for the Kentucky Derby? And by the way, you can buy a jar of poop from the 1997 Kentucky Derby winner, Silver Charm. It's going to a retirement facility for thoroughbred horses, so the money is going to a good place. But I just wanted to mention, in case you're interested.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about that with the anniversary coming up. You know, what am I going to get? It's certainly be unique, right? And certainly
perfect.
Speak to
She'll
my personality.
Jewelry, I would go with a poop.
She'd say, oh, some more of this from you. I was out there the other day at Canterbury with Randy Sampson. It was fun to sit and walk the track with him and talk about 25 years for them in business and just visit with him about it and the memorable things that have happened there. And, of course, Kentucky Derby, they've got the big thing coming up here. But in downtown Minneapolis, if you're ever here, on Saturday at Derby Day, and I've worked so many of them over the years, it's amazing what happens. It's become an event. I mean, these bars, Brits and Zalos and all them. These women are decked out. It is a people watching deal. I suppose the guys are too. I hadn't noticed, but it is something. But it is something on Nicollet Mall now. On Kentucky Derby Day. I'm telling you, if you just want to people watch, come down to Nicollet Mall tomorrow and just walk around, because you can't believe how much fervor there is and how much the young people react to this Kentucky Derby
it's
Day.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. The hats, the
That's
dresses,
cool.
The mint juleps, the whole thing. I love it all.
Yeah, good stuff.
Wow. Mike Max, you're the best. Thanks for the time,
Thanks,
sir.
Michael.
Yep, have a good weekend. Behave.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, I can't make any promises. Yeah. What I can make promises is you'll have a blast if you come down to Finnegan's. We are here till 5:30. We will be pulling the winner for the tickets from 5 to 5:30. Join us at Finnegan's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.